Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Unique nature of not seeing the Ravens or any divisional opponent up until now at this point in the schedule. But, you know, now that you've got Russ worked in, the rookie offensive lineman worked in, the trade acquisitions are here. Do you feel like this has actually been beneficial for your team to now get the North with your team fully in place like this?
You know I don't care. I'll play them whenever they schedule us. We got no control over the schedule. Our goal is to beat everybody. But specifically, week to week, we get singularly focused on this week's opponent. I'd be making it up if I told you I cared about the schedule or when we face people. I don't.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It is a great afternoon here in Pittsburgh as we wind down for us our conversation all week about Steelers-Ravens. It feels so good to get back to the game. You know, sometimes in the past few years, there would be other things that were sticking in our craw or pissing us off about the Steelers that took away from the game itself. And the week of the game was not just rampant analysis and discussion and debate over what we thought would happen. So it does feel like the good old days, getting back to just focusing in on the spectacle of Steelers-Ravens and the 3 hours of football we're going to watch Sunday. We, in the past, when there's a big game with the Steelers, we'll do something that's called the PM Team Confidence Index, where we give our listeners a chance to sound off on a game in this way. Pretty basic, pretty straightforward. This is not high-level math. Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in this game? It gives us a good gauge. It gives us an accurate sense for where people's heads are at when it comes to big games. We did this for the playoff game last year against Buffalo. It's the first time all year this season I felt the need to want to dust it off and bring it back. 1 to 10, 10 being the Steelers could play the Ravens 100 times and win all 100. 1 being there's no way in hell, there's a snowball's chance in hell the Steelers would win the game. Where are you on that scale going into this game on Sunday? 412-928-9370. Malzi, I will give you the first crack at this.
I'm about a 4.8 out of 10, implying a 40,
you're now giving us tenths of a
implying
number.
A
48% like that.
Chance that the Steelers could win. I do think that they are going to fare better than some of the I think there are some people out there who are, and not maybe many in number, but enough that I've seen in my mentions, while I've said it's all this, you know, Steelers are going to crush them, this and that. I have seen people say Lamar is about to run all over them. They're going to finally, like, taste the full power of the Ravens offense.
Isn't that what you've been saying?
Well, I think the Ravens are going to win. But what I don't think this is going to be is some humiliating performance by the Steelers where they get exposed as kind of semi-pretenders.
Would it be a humiliating performance if their defense gave up more than 30 points?
What did their offense do?
No, but I'm just saying for the defense.
I think
would that be humiliating?
No, because I mean, I watched the number two scoring defense in the league going into a game give up 41 against.
Well, the number
Ravens.
Two defense in the league isn't the highest paid defense in the league like ours.
I think you
is.
Keep the Ravens to under their scoring average, which is 31. You keep them to like 28 or less. You've done a pretty.
So
good
what's
job
a
on
number that would cross over to that was a humiliating defensive
35.
Performance? That's it.
Yeah, you give up 35. I think
four
that's
more
pretty
points
bad.
In their average, and Malzi's going to come on Monday and say that was a humiliating. That was a You got kicked in the balls repeatedly by them, and you could do nothing about it kind of game.
Yes. Why did you let them bully you? I thought you were a $100+ million defense.
$130 million defense.
How much of it's actually active on the field right now?
Good question.
I think it's like $107 million.
Well, Highsmith's out, so I guess it would go down a little bit.
Anyway, I 4.8, meaning a 48% chance that they could win, or if they played them 40, you know, 100 times, they might win 48 of them, something like that. I think the Steelers are going to play well. I don't think the Steelers are frauds. I think the Steelers are one of the four best teams in the AFC. I think the four best teams in the AFC are all playing each other. I just, there's a gut feeling here that it's been a long time since they've played, like, they've never played this version of Lamar. It's only been one meeting in the last three seasons. And that was last year, and it was a very odd, fluky game. And I think they are going to finally get what everybody else gets from Lamar, which is dynamic plays. I think his receivers aren't going to be dropping the ball. I think with Derrick Henry there, it gives a completely different dimension to their actual running back room that hasn't been there. And I think the Steelers, like most teams, will struggle to stop it. I think they will stop it more than other teams do, because I do think they have good, very good players on their defense. But I do not think you are going to just hold this team in check and have it be like one of those commanding 26-16, wow, they did it to them again type of situations. That's how I feel about this game.
So one part of it that makes me feel good, and I'm going to say I'm an 8 out of 10. I feel very, very good about this game. Something that we, what?
Our buddy Caleb just took Mark Cabali's quote that he hasn't sweated since 1986 and made it into like one of those Players Tribune style black and white things.
They are an underdog in this game. And the biggest underdog narrative in the NFL this week is how Patrick Mahomes never loses as an underdog. He's 11-3 outright and he's 12-1-1 against the spread. And how dare the odds makers make an undefeated team an underdog against a Bills team that, other than beating Arizona in week one, really has not beaten any good teams. And when they've gone up against AFC.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The contenders, they've lost to both Baltimore and Houston so far this year. That is obviously the number one. Number two, though, is Tomlin's record as an underdog is the best in NFL history. Did you know that? Like, I have to now, there's another, other than he's never had a losing season, here's another feather in the dude's cap. Minimum 50 games as an underdog. He is the only coach in NFL history that is above 500 outright as an underdog. When the odds makers say you're not as good as the other team, minimum 50 games, you have to coach for
a while.
You know, at least 3 years. You have to have been a coach for at least
three
seasons. So Belichick
under 500.
Yes.
Man, to what do you...
Well, hold on a second, though. Actually, hold on a second, though, as I say that. Like, maybe Belichick, because 50 games is the
number. So if Belichick wasn't a dog, in
maybe
50
he wasn't
games.
I would guess back to his.
There's
Cleveland
no way.
Days.
There's no way in his Patriots tenure combined they were even an underdog
right, okay,
25
so,
times.
So maybe actually that skews the stat, but still.
Okay, for a guy, but you have to be doubted a fair amount then. being the underdog, doubted by Vegas, and Tomlin has... Well, that actually lines up, though, and here's why. What do we always say? Even the people who don't like him maybe grudgingly can admit, and now they'll follow it up with he loses to teams he isn't supposed to.
And for a long time, that's been true.
But he tends to beat teams that maybe people don't think he'll beat. He gets the best out of his guys in these tough situations, and then it's why are you losing to the Cardinals and the Patriots last year back-to-back? What the hell's going on, Mike? But the flip side of that coin, which you don't hear as much of because people are generally disinclined to give him credit because they're usually frustrated with him, is that when they go into these big games, oftentimes they deliver big performances.
So, because to that end, and this is how it, I'll just speak from my heart, that's why this schedule snafu of you have the Ravens and then very quickly have to recover and go play Cleveland on the road, a bad team, in prime time, I actually think there's a better chance they lose that game than they do the game on Sunday because of the emotional highs and lows of these matchups. I do think Tomlin is great at motivating his team when people don't believe in them, but also the talent difference isn't so massive or enormous that he can actually, with that deficit, coach his team to wins. I mean, there were times during Trubisky and Pickett where they were an underdog. I don't care what he said to them before a Kansas City game or a game at Philly, for example, they were going to get stomped. This is different than that because, I mean, it's such an easy rally cry for him. We have a better record than this team. We beat this team a lot lately. We have this quarterback's number. We're at home. And they still don't think you're as good as these guys. They still think they're better than you.
How much of this has been put up on their proverbial bulletin board, do you think, this week?
We've had people that have played for Tomlin during Ravens weeks. He doesn't try to go the Belichick route and say all 17 games are created equally. He makes this out to be a big game, as he should. And so I think he's been drilling that into them the whole entire time. Can you believe this? They think this team is better than you, and the numbers say that I should trust Mike in these situations, which is why when you began the show by saying, I think he's going to fall into the trap of wanting to win the game his way, the old-fashioned way of run the ball, and play defense. I don't think so. I think he's looking at...
I hope I'm wrong.
I think he rope-a-doped them on Tuesday when he said, actually, their pass defense isn't that bad.
I hope I'm wrong.
Because I think he's going to go out and try to exploit that pass defense to the tune of Russ throwing it 40-plus times and being the hero of this game. Russ, he has such a liking and such a soft spot for Russ. I think he wants Wilson to etch his name in the annals of the Ravens Steelers history books. I think he wants the guy
wants
to carve out
a
spot.
He wants to be a Russ chapter.
Yes.
Chapter 3, Russ.
Yeah, I think
Russ needs to be better than on short and intermediate stuff. They can't just go Moonball City to win this game if they're going to throw it 40-plus times.
I mean, I'm not saying it's 40 deep shots, but I want them to do it a lot. I mean, we saw
I know, but they have to
Jameis
be better
Winston
in,
did a lot of that, and that's how they got to Baltimore in that game.
But they have to be a little bit better on some of the not deep ball stuff if that's going to work.
412-928-9370. You've heard from us trying to get your level of confidence in the Steelers here. I am an 8 that they will win the game. Malzi is at a 4, did you say 4.8?
4.8, exactly.
You went more than whole numbers or round numbers. That's fine. 412-928-9370. Your last chance to call in on Steelers-Ravens and get your voice heard. Will this be the game Lamar Jackson finally has a big one and gets one over on the Steelers? 412-928-9370. What are you confident in? What are you worried about? How are you feeling going into the weekend, the biggest one of the year, Steelers and Ravens, 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Jerry Sandusky is going to join us at 5:30 behind enemy lines. He is the play-by-play voice of the Ravens. It is not that Jerry Sandusky. People were confused when I mentioned
this earlier
Jerry in the
Sandusky.
Show. This is a man that has no affiliation to Penn State. He is the Ravens' play-by-play voice and has been for a long time, and he will break them down for us at 5:30, 412-928-9370. Until then, more of you, but first a headline.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5 commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4 charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.